Hi, everybody. Here we are. Tonight is our Friday night program. The date today is November 27, 2015, so we'll clear the date. And here we go. Clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear away a emotional event that you may have had or a physical concern or something. You must think of one of these situations that you've had in your life, so I can clear that. So just focus on it right now. Here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll bring the light beams up on your monitor screen, and you may have more than one light beam up on your screen. You may have a TV monitor or something else, so as many as you have up, we'll put energy into them right now. This is peace energy into your room, and that also goes into you. Here we go. So releasing the energy that you have in your room first, I'm going to do a clearing for like entities in case some are hanging around. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. See if they left. Nice to see the room changed. Maybe you had something on your back, and your back felt a little heavy. Now it's gone. You know, they do hop around. And let's do the light beams. So here we go. Light beam activation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So we'll bring our co-host on in. Are you out there around, Ann, somewhere?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you haven't already gone there, you will want to do that after the show. And welcome. It's a wonderful Friday night. And how do we all seem, Ron? Are we all on the now timeline of light? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Lightning didn't get unmuted. So, yeah, everybody's here, so feels good.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So I'd like to just start right off, Ron, with we had a request, and I thought it would be great to start the show off with this, if this is something you're into doing. Dear Ron, I was remembering how great it feels to have our DNA shut off for a while. Can you do that for us again? Thank you.
Okay, we'll shut it off for the program here. So it's straight up on the hour. It'll come on. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you, the DNA that's controlling your body in a sense. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And wow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So your DNA has all the history in it that the aliens used to abduct you and to give you problems and stuff, implants, etc. So it's all related to your DNA. That's your record for them. So back to you.
Well, you know, Ron, I was, as we were doing that, I thought, wow, if I were a new listener, I might be thinking, wow, why is Ron shutting down our DNA? Am I going to die, or what's going to happen there? And I think I've mentioned this before, but I used to work with a New Age healer who was always doing DNA activations and saying that, you know, some of your DNA is shut down, and, you know, you'll be more powerful when that opens up and everything. So I was wondering if you could just maybe talk a little bit more about the DNA.
Well, that's your thoughts of your ancestors, number one. Some people think that they're missing some strands and because the aliens took them out of you and you want to have those brought to you. So, you know, if that was correct and the aliens brought you more DNA, how's that going to benefit you? Because what you have now is destroying your body. That's the records of all of your ancestors' thoughts. And from there, that's how you have your experiences on the earth plane here and how the aliens connect with you. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, basically. So you don't want to have anything activated in you or brought to you, any more stuff, because just looking at it realistically, you know, logically will say, why do you have it? Well, it's to cause you problems. A baby's DNA is not activated. That's why they smile a lot, typically. And then, are you like a baby right now? Do you smile a lot, have fun, giggle, and everything else? No, because you went through traumas and dramas in your life. Not that you, you know, are feeling that bad, but that's the way you get connected to people to cause your life experience, whether you want to have it or not. So they bring energies to you and cord you and everything else, and the DNA is what you don't want to have. You want to be peaceful. The source energy, there's no such thing as DNA. So right away you go, well, if it's not a source energy, then why do I have it in me? I'm from source energy. Well, the aliens gave it to you. That's basically they're tracking devices, tracking ways of finding you to activate you with your life experiences that puts you under the law of cause and effect. And we all know what that does to you. So back to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. Okay, and that feels really good. It might be a good idea for people to kind of move a little, would you say, Ron, during the show and walk around if they can? Sort of feel what their bodies feel like with the DNA shut off?
Yeah, you should actually feel lighter, have less pressure on you. You probably won't be connected to your thoughts as much. So you should just be a lot more in peace. So back to you.
Okay. We have a request here. Could we please have an orb removal sample healing from our removal from our heads?
Okay, so what color do you want me to release, Ann? Any idea?
Well, I would start with orange.
Okay, we'll do an orange one then. Here we go. So if you have an orange one attached to you, connected to you, here we go. Releasing it from your head. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so just see how that's working for you. That's you.
Right, maybe you can explain about orbs, Ron. Because, you know, recently someone sent out a picture of themselves so happy. Oh, look at that beautiful orange orb over my head. And that's why I picked the color orange when you asked me. And they thought it was wonderful. Like, look at something's watching out for me. And sometimes people do see them.
Yeah, it is watching out for you, believe me. It's trying to find you to take away energy that the aliens can use and have to give you programs. So it looks around for, in a sense, situations that you don't want to have brought up again in your life because they're miserable, painful. And it will look for these things that are probably more recently experienced by you because it's in your cellular memory. And bring them out again and give it to the aliens out there. These are like the tracking information gatherers. So they come to you and connect with you and take it away. And then you have nightmares and dreams and different things, daydreams, things happening to you because they found out where your weakness is. So back to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. We have another request, and it's interesting. They're asking for a soul family sample release and release from back pains. I'm taking this to mean that the person has back pains and feels they're getting it due to their soul family. So I don't know if there's anything you could do with that, Ron, but maybe you could explain about soul family and why we really don't want to be connected to them.
Yeah, well, the soul family is where you have all your contracts, spiritual contracts and agreements. This is all dark side energy almost all the time, unless you happen to be on the positive end of receiving something that, you know, you get from somebody else. Let's say that somebody in your soul family had $50,000. All of a sudden, for some reason, they lost it and you found it. So that would be the contract with them. So for you, it would be whippy, you know. Normally, you know, it's all the negative stuff happening. And that's your contracts and agreements. And it does work with cause and effect. So as you go on one end of the scale on the positive side, you're swinging back and forth like a pendulum, then you'll go to the negative side, unfortunately, and have stuff taken from you of maybe equal value or something similar. So you want to always be in the present moment where that pendulum is not swinging. So that's what you deal with is all these people that you've incarnated with, as you basically know them. Maybe you may not know them completely as you see them in your life, but if you could somehow check them out further, you would realize that they were with you in some other lifetime. And that's why they're back, is to maybe make amends or to cause you problems what you did to them in another lifetime. So it's kind of a way that they come in and cause this energetic spiraling to each other, you know, having things go back and forth, circling and setting you on steps. So that's kind of what's going on. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And is there any way for you to do any sample release of that, or maybe just a pain release?
Well, I can do energetic cording, so I'll do that on your back regarding soul family. So here we go. Everybody get ready. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that's a little heavy. Let's try that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So this is all related to soul family members, and you may not even know who they are. You could have just passed somebody in the grocery store, and they recognized that you had a lot of energy, and they wanted to attach their energy to you, a physical body to you, we'll say, because their body was weak with energy, and maybe they corded your back around your kidneys or something to get more life force energy. And you agreed to that the day before when you were sleeping, that they could do that. Down here, you don't know that, but that's what happened. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I meant to mention to people that you can send a message while we're on the air here. Ron always likes to have feedback about how you're feeling, especially from the samples that he's doing now on the show. So you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio page, or you can send an email anytime during the show or anytime to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll be able to see those right, you know, while we're on the air here.
Yeah, and I'll do another clearing. Some people maybe have energetic attachments. And so let's say that you have a slight headache. Maybe you have a needle stuck into your head and you don't know that. So let's release needles out of people's heads. So this could be like a, it could be like a spike. It could be like a thin needle. It could be 1/4 inch in diameter. It could be a foot in length. But here we go. Let's see what you have here. And here we go. Releasing it. Could be going through both temples even. So releasing that needle. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that feels pretty good. So let's just see if we have any comments from people. But you could be carrying these things around for a long, long time, not even knowing what's going on. And once you get it released, you go, well, I feel much better. And that's because it's been with you for a particular reason. To give you a headache so that aliens can take away life force energy from you through your suffering. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Could we have some kind of mental clearing? You know, I feel like we've gotten some very thinking comments and questions tonight. I wonder if there's just a lot of mind energy somehow. Does it feel like people are heart-centered mostly, or is there? Am I right about the mind energy?
Okay. Well, what it could be is maybe people are attempting to figure out what's happening. See, when you work with this invisible energy, you can't see it, and it's not tangible, but you get results, and you feel better. Well, some people might get very mental with trying to figure out what's happening because they're used to being in control of their life a lot, or they're not in control, and they wonder why things are happening to them either way. Normally, when you think you're in control, you're really not, because you're being programmed to think a certain way, and you think you're in control because the program is validating your thoughts. So for mental people, we'll just release some energy here to help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boy, heavy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the mental energy takes you out of your peace. So when you are, when you live in mental energy, then you're not in peace, and you're being controlled by programs and timelines. That's why you want to stay peaceful and not be connected to collective consciousness, whatever word you want to use there, all the thoughts of aliens trying to bring energy to you, transmitting stuff to you. That's the problem that we have here, is people don't know what they don't know. So back to you.
Okay. So someone sent in a very nice comment. My concept of a planet of peace would be clear water with trees and vines and peaceful animals. People would live in beautiful adobe clay homes with advanced nanolight technology and spaceships we could travel around in with peaceful but interesting experiences.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you've always said that this planet should be peaceful, and we're not here to learn lessons, as so many people think, and that it should be a rainforest. So really, this person is picturing something very similar to what you've described.
And if you look at it, since you've all had many, many lifetimes here, and this is the one that you're living now, if the mind was that powerful through all of your lifetimes that you've had, okay, why didn't you figure out a way to get out of here, okay? So, you know, hello. Now you know what the mind's doing to you. It's not feeding you the correct data. So that's the whole process, is they don't want you to leave. Otherwise, they would say, hey, just walk through this stargate here and you can be out of here. So you have to look at it, you know, that, yeah, there's a problem here only because they're controlling you and you're buying into the energies that are doing that for you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. All the healings tonight have just felt so good. I'm like very relaxed. So I'm trying to pay attention and keep the show going. So here's a different kind of question. The heaven and the hell that the Bible talks about, are they created by dark forces? Are they just timelines or holograms created by dark forces?
Yeah, that's correct. So they have to give you something to believe in. So remember, you're being curious and reading this stuff, and nothing's wrong with that, but it will take you and connect you into those timelines. So they do exist. So it's not as if, well, aliens gave it here, but if you don't walk into that door, it's not going to happen to you. You know, you really got to really believe in it. But once you hear about it, then that door is sort of opened up for you. So everything that you have ever heard is completely 100% real, and it is happening on a timeline. So that's why you want to get off of timelines, because you don't want to be controlled and brought onto them. You're abducted onto timelines, so you don't want to have any alien abduction. And so naturally, when you hear about something like that, heaven and hell and whatever you're listening to or hearing about, yeah, those are real. And the aliens are just waiting for you to go into that hell energy. You know, they already baited the trap for you, and it is a real experience. But you want to experience that. It's not really your choice. It depends how much energy you put into it. knowing about it, then you better do a timeline crash. Because right away, since you know about it, that's a possibility you could be involved with having that experience. So the more you react to it, the quicker and faster you're going to be on that timeline. You just hear about it and you go, oh, well, no big deal. I'm not putting any energy into it at all. Doesn't affect me. Then you probably won't be on that timeline because they want to have people that are really eager and active to, you know, act on that timeline. So if you don't care and you're a neutral, then they're not really going to watch you. They're looking for emotion. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone has a request. Hi, Ron. Does the Earth need to be brought fully back into the light again? Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, you're very good. Not too far out. Here we go, probably 0.5%. So one, here we go, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. Back to you.
Wow, great. I remember last Friday you did it, and it was 2% out. But
yes,
even that 0.5%, I felt like something like a wave, you know, passed over, and it felt really good. Thank you, Ron. It's wonderful that the Earth Spirit seems to be really holding its energy.
Yes, very good.
Okay. And maybe we'll get that rainforest sooner than we think. Okay, someone has a request for a sample of the addiction clearing.
Okay, so think of an addiction that you may have, or maybe you don't have that addiction any longer. So bring that up anyway, and I'll just clear the energy so it's further away from you. So here we go. Think of that addiction. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is just one situation that you are looking at for that addiction. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's just say that you have an addiction every night of getting a bag of potato chips and eating them, okay? Watching Netflix or something. So now tonight when you get off the program and you sit down, and you would normally go for that bag of potato chips, you may not have the energy or the thought to do that, okay? Now, naturally, you may have that long history of having it every night, we'll say, but maybe tonight that'll be released from you. And maybe it could hold for a couple of days until, you know, you really get that thought, and the aliens want you to have that addiction because you're happy eating these potato chips. They get money, you know, energy off of you, you know, by doing so. Remember, that energy it could be like money to them, and they can sell the energy. So I haven't really talked about that too much, but remember, they may not want that energy from you. They may say, we have plenty. We got enough out this person to last for a month. But we see something that they're addicted to, and I can sell that now because, remember, they own your real estate. Maybe they can sell to some other alien race who wants to benefit by you eating potato chips. That's why you want to do, you know, your whole lifetime clearings to get this stuff off of you. So just doing one sample clearing, you know, is like a Band-Aid. It'll help you a little bit. It may work 100% for this one thought that you have tonight, but tomorrow it may not effective because you have something else there lined up to have the aliens experience life through you. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, such a great soul family decording. Felt many releases, like the restraints being released. Thanks.
Yep. You
good.
Don't know what
well,
you don't know.
Right. We don't know. We don't know. Someone wants to know if I die before ascension, will the aliens abduct me when I die, or will I go back to source energy?
Well, not knowing what type of clearings you've had in the past, so we'll just say you never had a clearing. and you're listening to the programs off and on, but you never had a clearing, never did a spirit barcode clearing, yes, you will be abducted, and you will be out of here. So, and you won't come back. So, yes, that is correct. If you do clearings, then automatically you're connecting to source energy to do the clearings, but you need to do that earth transfer, your energy, from the clearing and kind of like saving it in a special location. We'll just keep it very simple. So when the aliens do come to abduct everybody on the planet, you will have your energy sitting there. And that's sort of the way it works. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's it. If you don't have a way to get recognized, you will be abducted, and you will not be here. If you could somehow bring back the information when Jesus died 2,000 years ago, and you could look and see what happened to you, you went into darkness on a fabricated Earth cloned planet in darkness. And you were there in darkness until the light came back on again, and the Earth happened to be materialized over again, and then the whole population here came over again to experience another 2,000-year cycle. The only reason why you didn't get stuck in darkness forever was because the Earth Spirit had, in a sense, pity on everybody. If they weren't here, nobody really ascended. Maybe a few people did. I don't think more than a couple hundred people actually left the planet here for ascension. But aside from that, you all went into darkness. So you're very fortunate that the Earth Spirit gave of itself to help you out. And it got destroyed almost, you know, quite a bit of it anyway. The abductions that it had, it'll probably never be in wholeness again. And it was down to about, I think we found 27% of it after about a year of looking. So it gave of itself to help you. And hopefully you're helping yourself to get out of here. The figure that you would have 2,000 years of releasing the darkness out of you so that you would be able to do the ascension. That particular time frame, which is, you know, what we have right now. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. This show is just going by so fast, and we have some announcements to make, and I don't like leaving things for the last minute, and I feel like, it's just very peaceful. So we have some announcements to make, so I thought I'll get started, and I think it's going to be wonderful news for a lot of people. Now, actually, I just have to grab my notes, so I don't want to say the wrong date. But last year, many of us enjoyed a very special call that you did called the Organ Rejuvenation. And Ron is going to do that again for us on Saturday, January 9th, 2016. And it will again... very generously, only cost $50. And maybe you can talk about that a little bit, Ron. We have some other announcements, too, but we'll start with that one.
Yeah, what we're going to do is work on different body organs and put them back into balance for you. So that's what we did last time. That's about all that I can say. It was a wonderful call. What you may want to do if you're going to be on the call... why don't you send maybe what you'd like to have worked on. And normally what we do sometimes is just allow you to pick a particular body organ. So we could probably do the call where it's, we'll just say heart and lungs are a big one for people. So maybe we'll do heart, and then I can have you input one of your own choice. But, you know, people want to send in some stuff. We may get couple dozen different body organs, and from there we'll try to mention those because everybody has the same organs. And if not, then it'll be one of your choice. So you want to write down what you want to have worked with, and you want to concentrate on if you have a known condition or problem with that particular body organ. So from there, the other ones will just be like icing on the cake for you. The call should last, I'm guessing, at least probably a couple hours, I think. I don't know what the one last year was, but it's a very peaceful call. We break normally every hour for about 10 minutes to have people integrate the clearings and also get some water and do things they need to do. Do you have anything to add, Anne, about the call?
Because no, I just wanted to clarify one thing, though. When you say send in, are you asking people to send you an email about it, or are you just suggesting that they write down, you know, and maybe have that with them the night of the call on a piece of paper?
Yeah, and maybe both, but maybe you could send something to CLS Questions, and we'll just kind of keep it going to see what we have there as a common request for people. So that would work okay. We'll just edit it out if we get the same thing a bunch of times, and maybe we'll get a list of, like I said, maybe up to maybe a couple dozen body organs or locations or something like that.
Okay. So you don't necessarily need them to send us their condition, but just the organ, like lung. I vote for lungs. Or I vote for the heart. Okay.
So do something like that. That'd be fine.
Okay.
How that works out. So we're not going to clear a particular situation that you have dealing with the body organ. We'll just work on the body organ to bring it back into wholeness, okay? So, you know, if you have some kind of medical name of an illness, don't even bother sending that. Just say, well, I have a problem, you know, with maybe circulation or something like that, or I have a problem with my veins or whatever. You know, that's how we're going to address this. And it's very simple. It'll be a very relaxing call. And we'll see how this works for everybody. Back to you.
Great. Okay. So I'll just say again that that call is going to be on January 9th. 2016, and it's a Saturday. Oh, what I believe we said 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right, Ron? Pacific time.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 1 o'clock would be a good time. Yeah,
I think last year we actually did it in an evening, a weeknight evening, but.
Well, we'll see what. It could be in the evening too, but. If we get a lot of people who say, Ron, I just can't come on at 1 o'clock, I can change it. But we'll just put it as 1.
Okay.
And if we get people saying that, yeah, it's a problem. In fact, we could do it both ways. If 1 o'clock works for you, say, that's a great time, maybe, you know, my second time that I'd like to go do it is, you know, maybe at 6 or something like that. But, you know, it all depends how it works out, because you may have stuff going on. But 1 o'clock normally, you know, you can probably have enough time now to reorganize your calendar, but you have over a month to do so.
Right. And that reminds me of another question. Will people be able to come on this call absentee?
Boy, I would say yes, but they want to be in a pretty peaceful location, I would think. You know, mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of energy going, so if you're doing something that, you know, you're cutting wood with a table saw or something, or doing something that could be affected by maybe a little ache or pain possibly, or feeling better, maybe we're working with your brain or something, and, you know, some people could get dizzy because we're helping them a little bit. So if that's a situation where you're driving your car or something, I would say, no, you don't want to come on absentee. You have like a desk job and you got to do something and you're sitting down and you're peaceful and, you know, you're just doing something on the computer, no problem whatsoever. Then put up the light beam on your monitor screen. And you could be absentee if you wanted to. But anything that could cause a problem, I would say definitely not.
Okay. If anyone wants to write in to us about the effects they had from last year's call, healing the organ rejuvenation, we would love to hear from them again, because it's been, I think it may have been over a year. I'm trying to remember what month we did that last year. But it was very dramatic and wonderful for a lot of people. So it's quite exciting. that we finally have that on the calendar. And speaking of calendar, Ron has another call, very special call coming up, which is the annual calendar call, where Ron will bring in the energy of the coming 12 months in January, and that's going to be January 3rd, 2016. That will again be only $20, and also at 1 p.m., I believe, Ron, we said about that one, too. And why don't you talk about that a little?
Yeah, well, what we do is we bring in the energy. It gets a little hard to describe because it sounds like we're dealing with mind-programmed energies already here in place. So it's a little different than that. We're bringing in the energy that the Earth Spirit is seeing coming down the pike. It's in the now, but it's, you know, has energies flowing. As you may know, you could typically feel yourself different vibrations coming on certain months, and you wonder what's happening. So this will be a sampling of each month's energy. It's not that it's going to be in stone, although this year seemed to be very, very accurate about all the stones coming in, and that happens. So you're going to be able to get a glimpse of what is happening. So it's like planting your seeds of intention, we'll say, for these particular months as you kind of get a heads up of what could be happening here. So I won't say it's 100% correct, but it's enough for you to understand and look back. Even if you look back now, if you're on the call last year, you can say, yeah, this thing was pretty close. And, you know, maybe one of the months is going to be a really hard month. I'll just use that terminology there. It's difficult. Maybe there's going to be a lot of clowns getting upset, so you may not want to go someplace where there's a lot of clowns. So it just happens to give you a little heads up to what's going on. And normally it's used to help you get off of timelines, number one, that could be occurring, so now you're aware of what could be happening. And then number two, you could, in a sense, plant your seeds of intention, in a sense, to that, but you do that as you come into the month, that you can see, well, what can I do this month? What do I want to manifest? And how do I do that with heart energy instead of mind energy? So that's what the call is about, is to give you a heads up on the energies coming in 2016. So back to you.
Okay, and again, that's a really great call, and people really enjoy that. And I'm trying to think of something. Oh, well, I know there's another new healing planned, Ron. Is it, and it's going to have prerequisites to it. It's going to be very, very powerful. And I was wondering if this is a good night for you to start talking about that for us.
Sure. Yeah, I'm hoping to have this clearing up you know, within a week's time. So what this brand new, the clearing is going to be called, unless we change it, but right now it's Spotty Blueprint Renewal. And what the clearing does is release from you the alien-embedded reoccurring events that they download to you in programs. Remember, the aliens are in control of your life. And somehow the aliens have divided your life into 8-year segments. So if you want to write down the segments, they're very simple. Just go from 0 to 8 and then add, so that's the first segment. And then the next one would be naturally from 9 to 17. And so these segments are how they interact with you. So we'll just talk about the first segment. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to come in, and we'll just say that you're maybe in the 50s, and that, I believe, is somewhere around the seventh segment. So each segment of 8 years is a block of time that the aliens control you with your DNA, and they imprint in you the DNA that you have experienced. So let's say that when you were 1 year of age, you broke a toe. So that would be one of these major things that they're going to connect you with throughout your whole lifetime of having a toe problem. And let's say that also maybe, let's just say that for some reason you got hit in the head with the baseball and now you can't think too straight or something, or you got a bump on your head. So that's another thing. And maybe you got sunburned, or maybe, you know, you had a problem where you twisted your ankle. So all these things would you'd write down in that first segment of time. And normally you start off with maybe up to six of these. So maybe one a year, maybe a couple a year, but you want to get what you have at first just to lay the groundwork for this clearing. So you don't want to get too far in depth on it. Just get the major things that happen to you for each one of these segments. So if you're 50 and you do six major events in your life that things that happen to you, then you're going to have 7 times 6, 42 different types of events. Now, these events that you have are being transmitted onto the next segment. And these are the major energy that the aliens attach themselves to. Remember, history repeats itself. So this is their main plagued energies that are controlling your life. Now, what happens when you start to get older, you become corrupted. And maybe from maybe the middle to late 60s, 70s, that's where most people, as you kind of notice, they start losing their vitality. That's because the blueprint that you have is so corrupted, it's not really even available to you. So you don't have any light in that blueprint because the aliens keep copy and pasting all these events into your life. So what we're going to do is clear away these particular things one segment, you know, at a time. And each particular event that you went through or situation, trauma, would take 1 hour to clear. So this clearing is not something that you're going to come into and put it on for, you know, 15 minutes and think you're going to be done. You know, this clearing could possibly take you, I would say, you know, 100 hours to complete. Now, after you first lay the groundwork and you do the different amount of segments, and you find maybe six particular things that you had in that one segment, then you have the groundwork, you know, that's your baseline. So now what you do is you do those, and we'll say you're in it, say, 50 hours, and now you go, you know, I'm thinking about more things, and, you know, I had a really poor life at the age of 40. We'll say. So you look at that, find out what segments that's in, and then write down, you know, on a piece of paper what they are. So on the, so you can kind of get a linear information from like January to December at the age of 40 or something that happened in that segment time. Now on the website, what you're going to have, you're going to be inputting the particular event, number one. Well, let's say you got sunburned at the beach at the age of 12. So right away you're in your segment two. So right away you put sunburned and you go, yeah, that was, you know, in the year, we'll just say 2000 for me. And I know it was hot out, and I can remember that was possibly maybe in July. And lo and behold, it was July 4th. Well, the more information you put down, the better it's going to be for you. But, you know, you don't have to get that nitpicking on it, but it would help to clear it out of you because we're looking for the situation itself. So if you just say, you know, I had it in 2000 and I know it was in July, that's good. So you put that down. And then the next part to the clearing is we're going to take the day before you had the situation. So the day before you were fine, but the next day is when all this stuff happened to you. So we're going to take the day before's energy and overlay that, we'll say, or eliminate your situation that you had from the past and bring in the perfection of the day before that, which shouldn't have that occurrence. And automatically, you should be able to get a healing from that, but it's still with you, and you will actually rewrite in your history. Now, the aliens are taking that time, that way it is normally. And they know you had the sunburn, And, you know, they're working with you continuously because it's passed on into your next segment series. So all of a sudden it starts getting, you know, mushroomed out there, and you have a lot of situations going on, and your poor, you know, body blueprint is going to get contaminated each time you live, and the longer you live, the more contaminated it gets. And all of a sudden, you know, you're under your body, and your own intuitive awareness goes, I just can't deal with this any longer. And you start losing your skills or intuitive awareness. And that could be why people possibly just, you know, have a hard time remembering as they get older. Maybe their body starts to shake for some reason, or they jerk a little bit because, you know, those traumas that got copy and pasted billions of times on you are taking a toll on your life. But what this is going to do is help you to get regenerated. Now, the prerequisites for this here is you must have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and with that, you want to be current, so you have to get the unlimited. So most people who do that clearing, you know, who are listening, I say probably almost everybody listening probably already has that, and you want to stay current, so that's why you have the unlimited. So you must have that clearing, number one. The second clearing will be your whole lifetime feeling body clearing, because we're dealing with that energy too, and we need to get these things out of you, okay? Because this is how they are connecting stuff to you also. Next one would be your whole lifetime sensory body clearing. This is how you're sensing life, okay? And, you know, how you input energies. Remember, when you get older, your sensory body just starts to decay, and that's why you maybe are losing track of things in your life, because your sensory body can't figure that out any longer. It's just completely trashed and overloaded, and this energy that the aliens are giving you is sort of like a poison energy, too, and that's why your blueprint isn't there, so you can't rejuvenate yourself. You're kind of like being a zombie in your later years, and all of a sudden you wonder, gee, what's going on with me, you know? So next one here, the fourth one will be the trauma body. So we got emotional, that with the unlimited, feeling body, sensory body, trauma body. And the last one, number five, is your set sequence timing body. That's how your spirit connects with you throughout your life, connecting it's now into your heart energy, into your body's energy, into your blueprint of your body, so it can become conscious. Remember, that's why you have spirit infusion on all the clearings. So that is, in a sense, similar, but not the same as the set sequence timing body. So just put your spirit online and corrects everything as you go back through the years as you do the clearing. So that's what that clearing is for. So that's a set sequence timing body. So those are the five prerequisites to do. And the clearing is going to cost $50, and it will be for unlimited usage, because you're going to be using this probably quite often to help yourself out. And remember, when you have the, if you're on like the clone replica calls that we have on Thursdays, or all the other calls where we make you real, the clones are bringing forth all this energy from your past, and they're replicating that and giving you these experiences over and over again. And this is why, you know, you want to have this unlimited, which is what the way it's going to be. Just pay $50 once, and you go in there and input your stuff. And you may get more insight as you get things cleared out, because all of a sudden you're seeing more of your life that's happening from the past, and you need to say, wow, you know, this happened to me when I was 10. I never even thought about it, but now it came up because I had clearings done from the previous, you know, times that you inputted something for this clearing, and now you can see more that's wrong with you. So anyway, that's it. But it's going to probably take, I would say, 100 hours is what I would look at to complete each one of your particular situations to get your blueprint back into alignment. So anything you want to add, Ann, or any questions?
No, I just think... I'm grateful that you're giving us, you know, some heads up. I have not done all of those healings myself, So it'll be a great opportunity to get a couple of more in. And also, I know you're working on an email description that you're going to send out about the new healing. Is that correct, Ron? Will that be sent out in an email or just put on the website?
It'll probably be on the website. Part of the information is there. But it'll also indicate if you're a newbie and you tell a friend and they see it, they'll know that they have to have those five clearings before they can enter into this clearing. It won't work if they don't do these five clearings.
Right. And I, I have the list here, and I can't think of any other questions right now, but just thank you so much for planning this healing. It sounds like something very important and very powerful to just be getting our blueprint fixed and whole and back in our bodies where it's supposed to be. I think that's fabulous. I mean, I can't even imagine how we'll feel at the end of doing that.
And there could be people listening who aren't as old as I am, and maybe they're half my age, and they're having this difficulty too. They go, yeah, I have trouble, I can't, do something, or I am very forgetful or something, and it's really probably not them. It's probably these energies attacking them. And, that's what the aliens do, is keep bringing forth situations. So this should clean out your blueprint to help your body regenerate itself more. But that's what it's all about. And that'll also, work with your mental energies also. I don't see why it would not help you out that way. So anyway, I'm working on it now, and we'll hope to get it online. And when we do, we'll let you know. But I'd say probably within a week it should be up. So, any questions from anybody about the clearing? We have like 10 minutes to go here, I think.
Great. I know. I love when we can go long on these shows. Yes, already someone's asking us to repeat what the five healings are because they want to write them down, which is a great idea. Let me try. It's, the emotional clearing, and that needs to be unlimited. The trauma clearing, which has to be whole life but not unlimited, the sensory healing, the feeling, and the set sequence timing clearing.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, and it's only the first, the emotional, that has to be unlimited, though. Probably most people are going to do them all unlimited.
Yeah, the reason why you want the emotional one for sure is because everything works with emotions here, and people's emotions can leak into you, or they could draw situations to you. So you want to always stay on top of that emotional body clearing so that you're in peace. Otherwise, the emotional body can disturb you. Typically, once you have the emotional clearing, then maybe you do the feeling body, you probably won't be using your feeling body that much. You're relying more on the emotional body. So the emotional body is the big one. That's why it must be unlimited, so you stay current with your clearings. Like I've always said, if you get the unlimited, go in there if you can, like three times a day to clean out, how you got slimed by something, which would be emotional stuff. And from there, get it out of your life so you're not imprinting it back into you. So a lot of people at least go on it in the evening. They look at their day, they go, oh, yeah, this kind of pushed my buttons, or I have a little issue here. So I'll just do that clearing for that particular situation, and then it's released. And then you're not bringing it into tomorrow's, reality, bringing it over from one day to the next. The aliens love when you do that. So what we're going to do is give you, in a sense, hopefully, as much as we can, a clean slate on what's been going on in your life. Because you don't know what and how, you're maybe the first eight particular sessions that you do, 8 years could be the main one. And oddly enough, it is 8 years. That's what I, figured out. I was going to first do 10 years, and I go, nope, it has to be eight. I was working on it all last night. And it's interesting that the eight and the eighth cycle, so 8-8 is what they're connecting you to. And after the 8-8 sequence of your life, Then it's like you're at the top of the hill, and now it's all going downhill for you, in a sense. It could be very slow, but it's sort of like, you know, you've worked your whole life to get up to the top of that hill, and you have all this baggage now, and it's like driving a car down a hill with your headlights turned off. And you don't know when you're going to crash and burn, and that's what they kind of put in store for most people. So, back to you.
I was thinking that we could start writing down some of traumatic events from our lives now, even before the healing goes up, couldn't we? And be, you know, getting it ready.
Yeah, you know, if you're, you know, some people know exactly, you know, every event in their life, but just pick the major one. So, like I said, you want to probably do maybe six per interval of 8 years if you can. There may be, you could have 50 of them. I hope not, but you know, you could have 50 of them. That's going to take a long time. But you need to get that baseline started. So you have to go through and clean out and get that baseline set up. And then you can go in and enter any year you want in the different time intervals, okay? And it could be out of order, but the first ones have to be in order. That's why you want to start off. The first page you could write down zero, we'll say, to 8 years. And write down in there what your situations are that are major ones. You may have a lot of them, but just get the major one, and then go to the next one. You know, 9 through 17, and write down those major ones. And because you got to do you have to get your foundation, your baseline in place, so that you can go back in now and re-enter in something that happened to you during your life. And then you find out what segment it's in, and you can enter it. It does not have to be in order. The first ones have to be in order for you to complete the clearing. You have to get it, stuff you put in there to enter to get those the information into those segments that you have. And you may only have 4 segments, so that's fine too. But maybe you're younger. Maybe you're listening and you're 15. You only have 2 to do. So that will help you out with your blueprint. So back to you.
Right, and it's definitely physical traumas, accidents and injuries, et cetera, but it's also any, big emotional traumas, right? Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, it could be that because it's in your blueprint. So it's maybe 99% for physical stuff, but you could use that 1% and stuff that really is haunting you. You could put that in there because the aliens are going to use the energy anyway. And maybe what you're seeing happening with you is also, you know, wrecking your body. Remember, this is to restore your body back to a blueprint that has light in it. So each time you live and you have those different segments, and the aliens might even sell that segment of time, that block of time, to other aliens. Once you clear that out, and your body now is, as far as you're concerned, as much as you could do out of it and get rid of this stuff, then all of a sudden you're in perfection. And your body may start to change instantly because your initial program that you're running could have been in that first segment of energy. And you're carrying it through every year, and you wonder why similar events are happening to you. The whole thing is to clear this stuff out so your body blueprint can be functional again. Back to you.
Okay, great. And it's 2 minutes after, so we don't have much time left. I just want to say tomorrow, as always, please, if you can, be on the Saturday Night Show live. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. 7 p.m. again, Pacific time on BBS Radio, and maybe we could do something. What could we do a sample of, Ron? Maybe a chakra alignment, and then the mind to heart drop before we go.
Yeah, so here we go. Going to your heart center, moving that a little bit for you, get it in the right direction anyway. So here we go. Heart chakra looks good. Throat chakra fine. Third eye, good. Going down to your power chakra, solar plexus area, there we go. Second chakra around your navel, here we go, perfect. And first chakra is basically your tailbone. So here we go. That's fine. And let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so if you have any questions about the new clearing, if you didn't understand it, listen to the archive again a couple times, or just send us a question that you might have. So this is for your physical body blueprint. So, wonderful. We'll catch you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Blessings all. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye, everyone.